Heterosexuals in the Military. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Secretary of Defense Hagel announced a special observance in April.
This April, the Department of Defense observes Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs made a video.
First of all, I have to tell you, it bothers me a bit that we have to have a month dedicated to this topic. It reflects the degree to which sexual assault is affecting the force.
The Air Force Chief of Staff made a video.
The way I see it, you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. Take care of each other.
It would be interesting to know if Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Kruzinski, commander of the Sexual Assault Prevention Unit of the U.S. Air Force, saw those videos before approaching a woman just after midnight Saturday in Arlington, Virginia.
The police report alleges that a drunken Kruzinski approached a female victim in a parking lot and grabbed her breasts and buttocks. The victim fought the suspect off as he attempted to touch her again and alerted police.
CBS's David Martin. Nancy Parrish, who runs a group called Protect Our Defenders, which pursues cases of sexual assault, couldn't believe it.
The idea that the head of the Air Force Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office could be arrested for sexual battery indicates the depth of the problem. It's outrageous.
The Pentagon reports that last year there were 26,000 sexual assaults against service women, which is weird. The military seems to be integrating gay men just fine. If only they could integrate more of the straight men. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.